Grace to you and peace in the name of our good shepherd, Jesus Christ. Amen. I would love to know the reaction of folks who were listening to Jesus when he made the statement from our text today in John 10, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Because if those folks were anything like me, they would have thought to themselves, say what? Come again? The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep? You see, to me that sounds more like the foolish shepherd, or the careless shepherd, or the dumb shepherd. Because if the shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, then who's going to protect them in the future? Instead of losing one or two sheep, you end up losing the whole flock. We're so used to this section of John that perhaps we fail to recognize how extreme Jesus' words really were and are. You see, what if I were to tell you that back in my growing up years, back in central Illinois when I was growing up, I used to know a chicken farmer there, but he died. He laid down his life for his chickens. Or what if I were to tell you that I knew a dairy farmer, but he died too. He gave up his life for his cows. Who of us would admire a man for dying for his chickens? Or another man for dying for his cows? It's just ridiculous. It's plain dumb. I mean, I can understand and I can appreciate standing up against the coyotes and fending off the wolves with your Winchester rifle or something. But dying so that your chickens may live is just stupid. But that's what Jesus was saying to the people. The only difference is that Jesus talked about the sheep instead of about a man's chickens. Either way, the point was that this so-called good shepherd would rather die than that his livestock would be attacked and killed by a wolf. Now, I guess that makes sense if these sheep were people or family members, or maybe if these sheep were worth their weight in gold, but they weren't. Just plain old sheep. Now, yes, the family would have depended on them for their livelihood, but the family also would have depended upon the shepherd, who consequently is no good to the family if he's dead. It's not like they could just go out to Thriven Insurance and take out a $1 million life insurance policy on the shepherd in case he happens to be killed by some wild animal. So perhaps the good shepherd should be willing to fight a bit to fend off any would-be attacker, but maybe laying down his life for a sheep is not really the most logical course of action for a truly good shepherd to take. But love isn't really logical, is it? Love is about sacrifice and commitment and endurance. Love is more concerned with the well-being of others than it is with the well-being of oneself. Love, in the words of Scripture, always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. It never fails. And thus, the good shepherd that Jesus is describing is not the kind of shepherd that regards his sheep as merely his property, but the kind of shepherd that regards those sheep as his family. Now, that may sound strange for any shepherd to care that much about his livestock, about his sheep. His smelly, dumb, helpless sheep. But that's the relationship of the good shepherd toward his sheep, as told by Jesus. And while the people listening to him may not have actually known any shepherd that felt that deeply about his sheep, Jesus was such a shepherd. Even though his sheep were stubborn and were a sinful people, a people who constantly rebelled against God and went their own way, a people who were completely helpless without his protection, yet he laid down his life for his sheep on the cross. And he laid down his life for us too, because we're those other sheep that he spoke about in that John 10 text today. We're the sheep that are from that other pen. The sheep who are outside of Judaism, but still sheep for whom he gave his life on the cross. Still sheep whom he dearly loves. And like those other sheep, we also like to do our own thing, don't we? We like to go our own way. Like to make our own rules. In fact, not a day goes by where we don't decide that we know better than God. We know better about what's best for us, about what's right and what's wrong, about the way that our lives should go. And yet, no matter how often we run from him and rebel against him, or sometimes even rage against him, he still and always loves us. And thus, he laid down his life for us on the cross. But, so that he would not then leave us unprotected and uncared for, he didn't stay dead. He came back to life on the third day. He came back to life so that he might shepherd us as our Lord and our shepherd throughout eternity. St. John wrote in his first epistle, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us." Amazing words. He laid down his life for us. For us. His sinful, selfish, stubborn sheep. It makes absolutely no sense. It's not logical. But he did it because he loves us. And that's what love does. A number of years ago, a country singer, some of you may be familiar with him, and it's probably been 20 years or so now, I don't know, by the name of Billy Dean, sang a song entitled, "You Don't Count the Cost." He sang these words. "It happens to a mother when she is giving birth. Her heart is filled with joy while her body is filled with hurt. She holds the baby close to her despite the pain he caused. When it comes to love, you don't count the cost. It happens to a soldier fighting for his home. Fear wells up inside him, and yet he still goes on, even though he knows he may be the next to fall. When it comes to love, you don't count the cost. You don't count the heartache. You don't count the sacrifice. And all that counts is what you feel inside. It doesn't really matter what is gained or what is lost. When it comes to love, no, you don't count the cost. It happens all around us each and every day. Someone's giving all they've got for someone else's sake. If you ever doubt it, just think about the cross. When it comes to love, you don't count the cost." It may not be logical for the good shepherd to lay down his life for his sheep. But the good shepherd loves his sheep with all of his heart. And when it comes to love, well, you don't count the cost. Such is the love of our Savior Jesus for us. He truly is our good shepherd. He laid down his life on the cross to save us from the death and the destruction of our sin. He knew the cost, but he didn't count the cost, so that God might give us the gift of his forgiveness and might then lead us to the eternal green pastures and quiet waters of his heavenly home. And even when we walk through those dangerous valleys of life where the wolves of this world are just waiting to prey upon us and to take away our safety and our security and our joy, or those valleys that we walk through that are through the valley of the shadow of death, we know that our good shepherd Jesus walks with us to guard us and to guide us, to lead us, and to love us. He will never, ever turn and run. But he protects us with his life. And thus goodness and mercy will surely follow us all the days of our life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May we live each and every moment of our lives knowing that we are deeply loved by our good shepherd, the creator, the maker, the almighty God of the universe. To him and him alone be the glory. Amen.